Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Have you ever had a life-changing experience? I'm sure you have, but I had two in 1 year. So I was at a job for 20 years and I lost it. It was around COVID, but not during COVID. So much for job security, right? Trying to level up in where I was as a manufacturing company for printing. So I lost a job. I guess they closed it around October of 2019. And for me, I wound up staying until May of 2020. Why? Because I was in the logistics area. So I got to be one of the last three, one of the last lucky three, I guess you could say in a sense, right? To be leaving that facility because I got to see everything stripped out and go on. So it went from a fully functional manufacturing company of maybe 100 plus people down to a shell, pretty much sweeping the floors, getting it all out of there. So number one, that was my life-changing experience there. Figuring out what I was going to do next, I wasn't really sure, but I always wanted out, and here I was looking as an opportunity in the end. It took me a while to get to that point, and I'm sure things happen to you too, and we have to learn that it is an opportunity. To find that, it's kind of hard. So I kind of stretched it out. I went till the end. And then I was like, okay, this is an opportunity. What am I going to do? I wasn't really sure. So I dove into something else and it led me into starting Facebook Lives. So I was trying to learn entrepreneurs, basically share with them at, I was doing whole life insurance at the time and just connect with them, see what they're looking for. Is there something that I can maybe help them with in a sense, right? So I created 10 Facebook Lives and I created a bunch of YouTube content on what I had to offer at the time. And I really started to enjoy what I was doing and connecting with people that I never met before. I wound up speaking to a podcaster at the time, and, but it wasn't on podcast. It was basically I was trying to understand him as an entrepreneur, and he was one of the Facebook Lives. So I, put all that in the shelf, right? Because at home, things were changing. It was around January of that same year I lost my job. I wasn't sure what was going on and I had to navigate things in my life. So I'll pedal ahead forward a little bit and come back. I wound up being told the word divorce in May, within the same year that I lost my job, married for almost 15 years with two kids. And I was okay when I got to May, but before May, I was not okay because I wasn't sure what was going on. This is not what I wanted. So how did I help myself to get to basically where I'm at today, right? And navigate through that course of time. I wound up listening to a podcast back in January before that word came up. It was a podcast I listened to years ago. It's still available today. It's called The Dad's Edge. Check it out if you're interested. I found out they had a membership thing, right? And so I jumped on the membership that they have. Virtual calls, all everything going on for men, right? And I was never one to share anything in my relationship. I never thought that was something that we do. But with me not having those close people around me that I could kind of talk about it and lean on, I found strangers to be the best set of people to navigate me through what I was going through. So I never jumped on those calls, but I did connect with about four or five men, one I consider like a coach. And he kind of helped me get to the point where I was stable when that word came up. Because it was nothing I ever wanted, right? I never wanted a divorce. It was always ingrained in me not to do it because I've seen history in my past of my family members having a divorce. So those are my two life-changing experiences. And mind you, I didn't podcast then. I was navigating through things. I had to work on myself in all areas, right? So I worked on myself. Mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, relationship wise, and then business and finance. Like those are my five areas I slowly worked on over time. Well, it was in 2 years after that, that I wound up going to an event. something new, something I never would have done if I was still married with kids, right? Because I was in stuck in a mold. I was going to work, coming home, taking care of the family, taking care of the house, rinse and repeat, right? That's basically what society tells us to do. And I took a leap. I didn't know what I was going to be doing the following year when this guy was offering a ticket to go to this event, which is not far from where I live. And this is the podcaster that I was mentioning before. And it was nothing to do with podcasting. Well, I mean, he had, there was a little bit, but it wasn't like a huge event just for podcasting. It was basically about growth and everything. So I go to this event. It's like 2 days. The one morning I woke up, I went downstairs to have breakfast. They had a buffet at breakfast, and he was there. And he just said, come sit down with us. So I sat down with him and a bunch of other guys that were there. Well, he was running the event, so he had to leave. And then a few of them went too because they were speaking. There was one man there, and I always say this. I wish I remembered his name, but it was just him and me. And he's like, "Well, what do you want to do?" And so I had to like, I don't know if I quickly thought of something or, I had to take some time, but I said podcast, right? And he goes, "Well, do you have anything recorded?" And I said, "No." I said, "But I have these 10 Facebook lives that I did like 2 years ago." And he's like, "Oh, I just stripped the audio from that, right?" And so I sat on it. And I at the time I told him that these 10 Facebook lives are nothing that I want my podcast to be. And I thought about that forever. And it took me 6 months to do what he shared with me. And I wish I did it sooner just to strip the audio and get started. But there's a reason I waited. For whatever reason that is, I'm not sure. But I waited and I wound up stripping the audio. I wound up releasing these 10 Facebook lives in audio, and Life's Checkmark podcast was born. Right. So I, as I suggest, I started a podcast starting with episode zero, where I stated, hey, these first 10 episodes are about X. And then everything thereafter is what the real podcast is going to be about. So it led me on this journey of my podcast. It led me on this journey of listening to others and how they experienced their lives, their journeys, whatever they went through. And now I'm speaking here to you and talking about this for almost probably episode 155, I think, is coming out soon. So 2.5 years into this, a lot of people I've met along the way, in person, on the podcast, virtually, it's allowed me to grow as a person. And you can do the same thing as well, not just being a listener, but you could also be a podcast host and just receive all the information like you're receiving now. You're receiving all this information from the people sharing their journeys, their experience, their facts and information, knowledge that they have to give to you. And you get to choose what you want to carry on in your life. But to go from, somebody actually talking to you and having a conversation is totally different than trying to read through a newsletter or watch a tutorial or something like that, right? Something to kind of help level you up. It's totally different when you're having some kind of experience in a conversation with somebody else. So I carry a few of the stuff that I learned with the people I've met, and I've had a huge opportunity to meet some of these people this year that were on my podcast like 2 years ago. I was able to travel and got me to speaking and everything else like that. So podcasting really has changed my life. It's gotten me to this stage here, in my life where I don't even know where I'm going next, right? But I didn't start the podcast to, create an audience or monetize it. That was not why I started. And I truly believe knowing your why, like a lot of people do as entrepreneurs, business, what is your why? Why do you want to have a podcast? What is it all about? Knowing that is what's going to continue to keep moving forward. And that's like number one. But a lot of people skip that. They just go like, oh, I need to get out there. I need to monetize it. I need to get sponsors. I need to make money. I mean, is it, if that's truly what your purpose is, I don't really suggest doing that. Like I get it, right, to a point, but you have to, show yourself. And now if you carry a large name, like most of these top podcasters have, that's why they just, it goes with them. They rank so fast because they have such a large following, right? But you have to start somewhere. So focus on your why first, and it doesn't take long. Figure that out. And after that, start with recording 10 episodes. You could do audio, you could do video. It's up to you, right? A lot of people get these nerves. Like, I'm an introvert. Now here I'm speaking, right? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. I'm still trying to figure it all out. But you can do it. And it might take some time to get in front of the camera. You might make maybe do audio video and you just don't release the video portion, or you just do audio strictly for a little while. Now, I've always did audio video, but I never released the video until like episode 30 something, just because, it was another avenue that I had to shift and learn. And there's a bunch to podcasting, but we got to keep things simple. You got to keep it very simple, otherwise you're going to give up. So, 90% of podcasters quit after episode 3. And that's simply for the fact that they're not preparing themselves. They're not figuring out their why. They're not recording 10 episodes. They're not doing the minimum standards that I suggest because of, they just want to jump into it and say, oh, I launched one. And then now they got to figure out when's the next one. Are they going to have it ready? So you always have to be prepared in the beginning. It's like building a foundation for a house, right? You always have to start from the ground up. And then there's another statistic out there. Like if you surpass episode 21, you're in the top 1%, right? Because a lot of these podcasts start and they stop. So there's about, I want to say it could be like 4 million, right? That's out there at the moment. But there's only about 400,000 to 500,000. They're actually posting one new episode per month. That's not a lot, right? And I'm posting one per week. It's just something I always did. And, sometimes I did two if I had it, but I never really threw it out there and said, hey, there's two coming out, even though I didn't have it prepared. I always make sure I'm prepared to do that. And I always suggest that as well. Like, make sure you have one before you get ahead and just say, hey, I have two. Always start from zero, right? Always start from the bottom and then work your way up. Don't say you're going to do daily and then, kill yourself trying to stay up to that level. Because once you fall off, somebody's going to recognize that. So you always have to be consistent, right? If you're going to follow up with your leads, you're going to follow up with your clients and everything with the phone calls and all that stuff. Like this is the same thing. You can show up as your this. You can create it for your business. You can create it for just like I do, like for people sharing their journeys in life. You can create, comedy. They're all out there. You listen to them, I'm sure, and you watch some of them, I'm sure as well. But they're all available to you, and you can do anything you want. Yes, some are going to be different than others, and some are going to be better than others, right? Some people might not want to listen to the comedy shows, and some people might want to listen to something like I have. It's just what everybody leans towards, right? Another statistic I have here is about video, right? So video, 70% of all podcasters record video. 17%. Like that's not a lot. And then a staggering 61% of the top 150 podcasts, they consistently release that video content. So what that is saying is that there's a lot of room for growth in the video area, even though that people think that everybody's doing it. Everybody's got a studio. We all don't have studios. I mean, I'm in my house, right? Yes, it could be a lot better than what it is now, but it works. It does the job. And again, you got to start from the bottom and then work your way up, right? You don't have to have top-notch camera, top-notch lighting or microphone. I mean, you work with what you have and slowly progress. Over time, yeah, you'll get there. You can build it up and you can have better things because that's we all want to show up. We all want to have top quality, of course, but I always want to focus on you as the business owner, entrepreneur, or whatever it is that you want to have your podcast be about. It's just to start in a sense of let's get this ball rolling a little bit, right? So you can get those 21 podcast episodes up and done and then carry it on out through there. Well, how do you find these guests, right? Who are these guests? Where do they come from? For me, I first reached out to like friends and family that would be a good fit for my podcast. I got to, I already knew them, right? But if I didn't really know them that well, I would talk to them for about 20 minutes and just, hey, this is what it's about. Do you think it'd be a good fit? And go from there. And then we schedule a podcast episode. That's how I started. Where I am today, I have a laundry list of people waiting to be on my podcast, which I'll be pushing out my calendar soon. Other podcasters just start sending them your way as long as you're open to receiving this. And then there's all, Facebook groups and all that other stuff out there. There's paid services you could do as well. But I think finding the people in your network is a really good resource. If you want to talk about, monetizing a little bit, right? Sponsors are, everybody's like, oh, I need a sponsor. A lot of those sponsors, they are, looking for a lot of downloads. And from what I hear, I never really explored the sponsorship area because of just what I hear. I don't need to go down that route. They're going to pay pennies, compared to the number of downloads that you're getting. So I don't even chase after that. There's ways you can figure it out, who to go after and everything, and I share some of that. But the best way too is, like, if you're a business owner, you have something to sell already. So why wouldn't you just sell your own product? You don't have to pitch it hard or anything like that, but why wouldn't you just, give yourself a link or anything like that? It doesn't hurt. So you don't always need sponsors to help. Does it cover some of the costs? Sure. But I think that you could probably make more with what you already have to offer. If you don't have anything to offer, you can create it as you go. Again, mine was just to start to learn some people's journeys. And then now I created things, right? I created a business out of this, not knowing I was going to create a business out of this. And it's been a fun journey for sure. As far as going back to the video part, as far as, seeing that all these people that are in the top podcasts and they're releasing just these videos and you see all the clips all the time, right? So you can kind of follow their lead a little bit. And then, the clips is a big thing. It gets people to see it, but it's not necessarily going to get people to go ahead and become a listener, right? On a podcast. Your podcast video clips up. And the video clips will just show you a part of the episode. Now, do you actually go ahead and you go subscribe to this podcast you're going to listen to later on audio? I don't know. I don't find myself doing it as much, and I'm a podcaster. There are a few that I might jump onto because I'll see the video clips over and over and over again, and I'll be like, hey, I want to listen to this in the car or when I'm going for a walk. So that's one thing to think about, video clips. It's a way for people to see you more, right? And then they might actually start to engage with you on social media or something like that, but they might never really listen to your podcast. The best way at the moment is to get that clip to go to, like, your YouTube video. So it's not strictly just audio, but it's YouTube. And then on YouTube, a lot of people do not like listen to YouTube videos. They'll actually put it on mute or whatever. So if you have that, if you're doing this, have it where it's got captions. People are watching these at work or whatever, and I don't know when else they're watching it, because I usually, when I'm listening or watching something, I'm doing something else for the most part, so I have to hear it. But when they're watching it and it's at work or something like that, it's got to be on captions, so nobody else knows, right? But there's a lot of people that do that. I think it's 70%, if I'm right, that don't have the audio on. So, I mean, like, there's so many avenues you can go down the road with podcasting, and there's so much growth available to you in the podcasting world that just to start and then just give up, I don't find it really worth it at all. So you have to start with the beginning, right? And then it's a long game. So even Alex Hormozi, I think he said it was year five, things switched for him. He's getting 100 some downloads or whatever per month. And then year five, things just started to turn. So he put in all the hard work. But again, you don't see all that. You don't hear that. You have to just keep showing up. And you guys, as entrepreneurs, coaches, whatever you're doing, you know that already. You're putting in the hard work. You're finding those tough days where nobody's showing up, nobody's listening to you, Nobody's reaching out to you, because they need your services, but you keep showing up. You're that person. You have that drive. And if you're going to put a podcast as part of your marketing or strategy, to get out there a little bit more, keep showing up. It's definitely a long game. It's well worth just growing your network. You can also do, so you got two things you could, well, three in a sense, right? What kind of episodes do you launch? You could do solo and you could do interviews, right? For the most part. Now there's the third one where I call it a hybrid, and that's usually what I do. Solo and interviews. Mine's not strictly just interviews, but I threw a full few solo episodes in there. There's a few things out there that people say. The interviews, you get to connect, network, grow from there. You're obviously, I share with you what happened to me. The network just keeps on growing. Solo episodes, the audience that you have, they start to hear more about you and they start to lean in a little bit, right? And so that's where it might come into play for you and your business. You can just do a 10, 15-minute solo episode a week, and that's it. And just talk about, something that you were able to help somebody with. You were able to share something that you learned that you're going to start, I don't know, in your new course or something that you have coming out. You can also, when you interview, is kind of say, hey, I was able to do something in my business just like you did, and kind of reiterate in a way of how you were able to help somebody. There's also an opportunity where you might be able to have a client come on and share, they can share their experience with how you helped them. And then there's some out there that I've heard where they have like a testimonial, like in just in the front before they start their podcast episode about whatever they have to share. There's so many ways you can change your podcast to make it work for you, your business, and the audience you're looking to attract. I didn't think I would be here where I am today, 4 years ago, podcasting, being an introvert, speaking in front of people, being in books, running my own event. I it's just definitely life-changing for me. I'm looking forward to what's coming up, whatever that is. I don't know. There's a few things in my plans at the moment, but I want you to consider, if you don't have a podcast, consider put it on your list. Why didn't you start one? How do you start one? Where do you go from here? What will it do to help somebody else, right? Mine's been around the world. Literally, the one person I can remember is from Tasmania. And, we've been friends ever since. So I want to offer this to you to give yourself an opportunity to think about podcasting. It's not going anywhere. It's just getting bigger and better. You just got to get over the nerves of not doing it. So thank you.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit connectedleadersacademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.